This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report from the BBC World Service for Tuesday, the 21st of October. Hello, I'm Theo Leggett. On to the markets news now, and investors have had something of a queasy ride recently, with share prices tumbling one day only to claw back lost ground the next. But Tuesday was a pretty positive day. Markets in Europe rose and Wall Street followed suit. The Dow closed up 1.3% at 16,613. But it wasn't all good news. Coca-Cola and McDonald's both posted poor profits, and their shares fell as a result. Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New York told me what he made of it all.
I think it's kind of a carryover from yesterday, and there's been a couple of, you know, the fear from last week has certainly subsided, whether it was because of, you know, the Ebola concerns or the deflationary concerns, I think was a bigger story. People were getting very nervous about, you know, this global deflation around not only obviously the U.S. and other countries. But I think today there was some earnings that were decent. Apple was good, but there was actually a lot of earnings that weren't good, namely IBM, Coke, and McDonald's. So kind of a mixed bag, yet we're definitely higher. And I think it's just like I said before, I think it's a kind of relief from the volatility of last week.
Yeah, you mentioned IBM. Their shares, of course, fell quite dramatically yesterday. And then Coke and McDonald's did quite badly today. What's behind all of that?
Well, IBM is kind of specific to, you know, their business model is changing, and I think that they need to, they even said it in their quarterly that they have some big changes coming. And the other ones, you know, I don't know, that could be more of a growth concern as well, and that's why, you know, people last week who were concerned about growth should definitely look at those earnings and go, wow, maybe we've got a problem here. But I think one other thing I forgot to mention was certainly the ECB bond buying has carried over. People over here, at least in the U.S., they love the Fed, right, and we love Fed-free money, and that's what's driven the bull market for the last 5 years. And when they saw the ECB kind of doing the European Central Bank doing the same thing, and I guess this morning they were talking about buying Italian bonds and now maybe even considering corporate bond purchases. Well, that's a huge, you know, that's a huge step. And like I said before, if there's free money in the market and the Fed is there or the ECB is there, the equity markets tend to react positively.
Well, everybody loves free money, don't they? That was Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New York there. And just a reminder that on Wall Street, the Dow closed up 1.3%. At 16,614. At the end of the day's trading here in London, the 100 share index was up a healthy 1.7% at 63.72. And the BBC index of 20 leading companies in Europe and America is at 125.5. New York Light crude oil was up 64 cents at $82.55 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBCWorldBiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBCBusiness.